USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asking his Russian counterpart to sit down and talk. Vladimir Putin, despite being frustrated by not taking a swift victory lap, is not showing signs of backing off his invasion of Ukraine. He told attendees to a pro-war rally that Russia will prevail, along with other claims like Ukrainians have welcomed Russian troops. His claims are being noted at the United Nations, including one of a U.S.-backed biological weapons program, of which there is no evidence of. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, America's ambassador to the U.N., says it's Russia who is planning on using biological weapons on the Ukrainians.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate.
Unrelated to the war in Ukraine, four American Marines were killed when the Osprey they were in crashed in Norway. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Western Europe is dealing with a surge in COVID cases. USA Radio's John Hunt in Washington reports that it is prompting health experts to be on high alert.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past few years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
The dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young was the longest-serving member of that lower house, first being sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. The Republican was born in California but later moved to Fort Yukon to teach Native Alaskans at a Bureau of Indian Affairs school. He survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
It's less than a month before the IRS tax deadline of April 15th, and it's on a Friday this year.
Filing taxes for the first time is a big milestone for any young adult, but it doesn't have to be stressful. IRS spokesman Eric Smith says if your parents are no longer claiming you as a dependent, you could qualify for some rebate money due to the COVID pandemic.
If you were somebody's dependent as a first-time filer and you're now out on your own and you're self-supporting, very good chance you'll qualify through something called the recovery rebate credit.
Smith says it's important to have all your documents in order before you file, including a bank statement, a W-2 if you're a company employee, or a 1099 NEC if you're a gig worker. He also recommends filing electronically and says refund checks are often issued in as little as 3 weeks. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
An all-star roster of entertainers, including Steve Martin, Billy Porter, and Rosie Perez, are on board for a 10-hour telethon next weekend to benefit war victims in Ukraine. Stars in the House will air March 26th. Online, on YouTube, and on SiriusXM. Donations made during the event will benefit the International Rescue Committee and its humanitarian efforts. A tiny library on Manticus Island off the coast of Maine wants books that have been banned to stock its shelves. Eva Murray, who came up with the idea, told the Bangor Daily News they wanted to push back against the impetus of banning books. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.